No one imagined that rearranging U.S. intelligence would be easy. There are 15 departments and agencies, countless rivalries and turf battles. The biggest player by far is the Defense Department. It controls 80% of the intelligence budget. And for decades, it has successfully fought off every attempt to reduce its authority. So it was with a sense of some anticipation that people arrived today at the Senate caucus room to hear Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld testify on the 9/11 Commission's proposals for fixing intelligence. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly was there, and she has this report.
Rumsfeld arrived in the cavernous marble chamber, flanked by uniformed military officers and dark-suited aides. He took his seat next to the other witnesses, General Richard Myers, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and John McLaughlin, the Acting Director of Central Intelligence. Then he settled back to listen as Senator John Warner laid out the question at the heart of today's hearing.
What changes will best help provide the strategic warning we need to protect the nation, while at the same time supporting the warfighter? The man, the woman, the sailor, the soldier, the airman, the marine, who at this very moment are taking risks throughout the world to keep the terrorist threat from our shores.
Warner, a Virginia Republican, chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, which ran the hearing. Historically, that committee has proven a powerful ally to the Pentagon, helping it defend its interests and budget. Today, Senator Warner seemed to be playing that role again. He expressed reservations about the massive reorganization advocated by the 9/11 Commission, in particular, the proposal for a national intelligence director who would assume much of the authority that currently resides in the CIA and the Defense Department.
I personally, as I've studied all the recommendations, feel that we must be mindful that this nation is at war, and were we to try and do massive dismemberment of the Department of Defense, I think, and I listened to the Secretary and our witnesses, it could result in turbulence that might degrade this level of intelligence so essential as we continue to fight this war.
Senator John Warner. For those trying to parse what Rumsfeld thinks about the proposed changes, today's hearing was hard going. Senators tried again and again to elicit his opinion on the 9/11 Commission's recommendations from the new intelligence chief and whether that person needs authority over the intelligence budget to the creation of a national counterterrorism center. But the secretary was uncharacteristically unopinionated, so much so that about 3 hours into the session, Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman asked him about it and joked that some of the other senators were getting uneasy.
The kind of unease that you'd have on a day when your dog stopped barking. You know, you'd say, he's not feeling well.
Rumsfeld smiled and made this reply.
The reason the dog didn't bark is clear. Number one, the executive branch is wrestling with these issues,
right.
and they're tough issues, and the president has not come to final conclusions on them. Second is, I have been inviting in former secretaries of defense, former DCIs, and I have not developed conviction on a lot of the details to feel that I can sit here and say authoritatively something.
Well, I understand that, and I respect it.
Rumsfeld did say a new intelligence director might produce modest improvements, but he cautioned against any changes that would disrupt the flow of intelligence to military commanders, and he warned against change for change's sake. Rumsfeld said reform should target only the specific problems identified by the 9/11 Commission. Otherwise, they'll just create new problems. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.